Welcome back to KAJO Radio. We continue with our community candidate interviews this morning. Welcoming to the studios of KAJO again. Once again, I think this is the first time for Noel Robinson, who is a candidate for state representative out of District 2. Is that correct, Noel?
That's correct.
All right. Why are you running for the state senate?
Well, my dad was blocked from running again. He's a senator now. I'm running because I think I can do a lot of good up there. We represent something a little bit unusual. We're both scientists. I have a PhD from Caltech in chemistry. We also are unwilling to compromise on matters of principle, just a principled approach. We won't vote yes on bills that we think are a bad idea just because it's a compromise solution. And I really... It's more of, I have an opponent, but she's heavily supported by the lobby. This is really me against the establishment lobbies that don't want this view up there. And this is super important. When you vote yes on, for example, the big spending bills, you wind up supporting things like even taxpayer funding abortion, like so many Republicans have, not because they want it, just because they're voting for the bill with everything in it. And then I find things like... right now, the legislature is remodeling the Capitol building. They're spending $500 million of taxpayer dollars to do this. And I'm astonished at how many people are unaware of this type of thing. And the part of the reason is simply that if you voted yes on the big spending bill with it in it, even if you didn't like it, it makes it hard to complain. So my father, Senator Robinson, has, I think, been the only one on the Senate floor to keep pointing out that this is a waste of money. And so he's been very outspoken. I'd be the same way. I think I can do a lot of good up there just with principled opposition. And this is the way I think that the Republicans can take back the state. We have to differentiate ourselves from the Democrats and not be compromising all the time.
You say Republicans can take back the state by doing certain things. You're heavily outnumbered in this state. How are you going to accomplish that?
We are outnumbered, but I don't think our principles are outnumbered. You notice Florida used to be a swing state. Every presidential election, which way is it going to go? DeSantis became governor. He started implementing Republican principles, and it's no longer a swing state. The Republican registration is heavily outnumbers the Democrats. And the Democrat agenda has just become extreme. I don't think rank-and-file Democrats support some of the things they're doing or a lot of the things they're doing. And I think if we take a principled approach against them, I think that we will win. And I think we gradually will take back the state. HB 2002, which was what the walkout was about, I don't think there are very many people in the state that support this at all. It's only part of the radical Democrat agenda to do what they are doing to children.
All right. Do you have a goal should you be elected to this seat in the state senate?
Well, as I described, yes, that's what I would like to do. I have some specific goals. I have a background in education. I was homeschooled. My whole family was homeschooled. I have five brothers and sisters. We all earned advanced degrees in science and medicine and so forth, PhDs and the like. And we have been heavily involved in the homeschool community. And we know, for example, that homeschool mothers can teach their children to read in 6 months very easily. It's not a big deal. The public schools have a hard time doing it. And the difference is simply the approach. A homeschool mother just sits down with her child one-on-one. That's something you do need to do one-on-one and teaches them to read. Then they're reading. I remember when I was six, and I remember when I couldn't read. I just barely remember my mother teaching me. And then I remember her pointing at a big shelf full of books, and then I just had a lot of fun reading. And that's what it should be for our public school children. That's something... So we have some simple ideas to try to get that implemented in the schools. It wouldn't actually save money while you're doing it. I'd like to push for that because reading is the foundation of education, and we've got to solve the educational problem.
All right. Well, that goes back to funding, and how are we going to fund the public schools?
The public schools have plenty of funding. They're currently spending $500,000 per 30-student classroom every year. The problem is how you spend the money. It's being spent on bureaucracy. It's being wasted in various ways. It's a question of what you do with the money, not the money. They don't need more money. They just need an effective program. The unions control the schools and tell them what to do. The schools should be controlled at the local level, not at the state level. And the parents should be electing school boards, which then implement rational policies. And educating children is easy. It's not hard. It's not expensive.
All right. That being said, as a state senator, how can you change that?
Well, I was
even if you had a majority.
If we had a majority, so what we'd like to do, my dad wanted to just eliminate the Department of Education. Now, of course, the Democrats aren't going to go for it, but he wanted to put in a bill to that effect. The lawyers in the Capitol building, they draft the bills, right? Because they have to make it fit this Byzantine legal system we already have. And they said, don't make us write this bill. It will take 1,000 pages just to write a bill to eliminate the Department of Education, just because it's so intertwined in the whole system up here. So my dad says, do it anyway, and they didn't. I would like to redo that. We do not need the Department of Education. But at a local level, my dad proposed this very simple idea along the lines of what I was just talking about last session. They didn't vote for it. They did give us a courtesy hearing. The idea was simply allow a principal to hire anyone to sit down and give one-on-one instruction in reading to a child without requirement for a teaching credential or certification from the state. And it just free up the principal. They can decide. There's lots of homeschool mothers, for example, you could hire that have already done it. And so it was just, we weren't requiring them, just allowing it. If you did that, it wouldn't happen right away, but some principal in a rural school would pick this up and start doing it. They find out it would work. We know it works because homeschool mothers do it all the time. Most children, it should be trivial. You just teach by phonics and you do it and you learn it quickly. So the idea was we were trying to propose something like that. I talked to a lot of senators, Democrats, Republicans about that idea. They understood it immediately. The Democrats, of course, would not sign on because the unions are opposed to it and the unions support the Democrats. But it's an easy, simple idea. I think we could get some public pressure behind it if we advocate for something like that and eventually make some progress and maybe actually, we can't just keep talking about it. We have to fix the problem.
You've been on the campaign trail now for a while. What are your constituents telling you? What are you hearing from the people here? What do they want you to do?
Well, I've talked to many voters, and our approach of just a principled opposition, no compromise, is extremely popular. They like that. The voters are worried about all sorts of things. They're worried about the drug crisis. They're worried about the homelessness, which is, of course, related to the drug crisis because so many of the homeless people are on drugs. And, of course, the homelessness is caused by the legislature because they're restricting where you can build houses and so forth. So there's a lot of issues they're worried about. But just a principled, no-compromise approach is extremely popular, and that's what I want to do. And I think that I think we can do a lot of good that way. If you just, another one of the guys that compromises, there's lots of them that my opponent wants to do that. There's lots of legislators up there that want to do that. It hasn't worked. For 20 years, we just have shifted further and further left. So we need to stop this train and move it, turn it around.
All right. We brought up homelessness, and although it's a primary subject here in Grants Pass, certainly it's a situation statewide. You can see the tents all the way up I-5. What can the legislature do to eliminate homelessness or at least get it back to a livable situation?
The first thing we need to do is we need to crack down even harder on the drugs. We need even firmer laws. We can't have drug dealers need to be prosecuted. We cannot have the situation where drugs are freely flowing into the streets. Some of these new drugs, fentanyl, is just deadly. It's just murder to get people hooked on those things. So I'm very much in favor of trying to even strengthen our drug laws even more. And then, of course, some of the homelessness is caused by people that can't afford it. You can't afford houses when the supply is restricted. Building houses, with the advances of technology, it should be far easier to build a house than it was 50 years ago. And yet, why are they so much more expensive? It's because the state, all the permitting, all the requirements for how you can build, that needs to be solved. And that comes right down from the state, because the state is very unique in getting involved. As most states leave it up to the legislature. Most states leave it up to the local counties.
You have a minute and a half to convince me to vote for Noah Robinson for state senate.
Well, I know I can do an excellent job for you. I've been up there. I've worked very closely with my dad, Senator Art Robinson. We will not compromise. You will not see us spending public money on things you don't like. And we need to lower taxes. We need to get the government out of the way. We need to reduce the regulations on businesses. I remember when the last lumber mill in the Illinois Valley closed, we were friends with the owner, and he was very disappointed to be losing his mill. But he says, what I won't miss is the filing cabinets worth of paperwork I have to file regularly because it's just hard to run a business. This is not a business-friendly state, and we just need to get the government out of the way so that our businesses can thrive. We have outstanding Oregonians that can provide all the services we need if the state will just get out of the way and let them do it.
All right. You have about 30 seconds left if you want to use it.
Well, I'd just like to tell everybody I appreciate all the support I've had. I appreciate all the voters that have put up signs for me and that have encouraged me. And I know I will work hard for you, and I think you'll like what you see. Thank you very much.
All right. That's, Noah Robinson. He is a candidate for State Senator District Number 2 in the upcoming election, in a primary election in May. Stay tuned. We have more to come right here on KAJO Radio.